The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us that if a Zohar went on top of the Paraduma, mounted himself on top of the Paraduma, so the Paraduma is psula, fractosis. Why is the Paraduma psula? The person doesn't want to pass those Paraduma. So lo nichalei, so the Paraduma is ksheira. Teretz is, says Tosfos, that im haisek shera have a nichale. If the animal mounts itself on the female, then they're going to have a baby. So if it would be kosher, then it would be the person would want it, and therefore we can't be machshir. So really, this is a galgal hachozer. Why is it a galgal hachozer? We have a lot of cases like that in Shas, in the Poskim, that it just goes in a circle, it's a cycle. Because we say, if it would be kosher, he'd be pleased. And therefore, we aren't machshir. This animal. Because if it would be kosher, he would want it. But if we're not machshir, and he doesn't want it, he's not pleased. Lo nichale. And therefore, it's kosher. Ah, it's kosher. A nichale. And he wants it. A nichale. He wants it. It's puzzle. Ah, it's puzzle. Lo nichale. So it keeps going back. It keeps going around and around. So then how do we decide the ein lahachshir? Because this is sad also, and once the cycle has two parts, it goes in a circle. One part of the circle is that he lo nichale. Then only after lo nichale, if he doesn't want it to become possible, then we're passing it's kosher. Ah, it's kosher, then nichale. Seder on that side, it's going to be possible. But then again, once you pass it, then no nichale, it doesn't want it to become possible. So why do we decide on that side, on the side of it not being kosher, why don't we decide on the side that it is kosher? So the Panovitcher Rav explained, Rav Yosef Shalom Kahaneman, that Tosfos isn't really being machri on one side. It's a cycle, and each side brings the other. The Hechsher brings the Psul, and the Psul brings the Hechsher. But in order to be machshir, we need a definitive lo nichale, and that we don't have. Never lashon of Tosfos lakach ein lahechsher. We can't be machshir. We also can't pasul. We can't be machshir. That's his teretz. There's another teretz, which is from the Baruch Tam. This is, we've written about this a lot, about the Zinyan of a Galgal HaChozer. So how do you decide? So the Baruch Tam says that when it's a Daraisa, you go L'Chumra. And here it's Daraisa, you go L'Chumra. And therefore not Machshir. So I found in a journal called HaChayim an article written by the Munkach Ruv. This is going back before World War II. The editor was Jonathan Steiff, who was afterwards a Rav in Williamsburg, Ungarischer. So Baruch Hashem, he survived, came to America. But this journal was published in Tuf Reish Pei Beis in 1922. So there's a little shtickle here in this journal from, as I said, the Munkach Ruv, Reb Chaim Eluzer Shapira. And he says this is sort of the Baruch Tam. And he says that in the Minchas Eluzer and Chelek Aleph and Simon Mem Beis, his Tshuva Sefer, he found a makor for this from the Yerushalmi in Yevamos, but he says, I have a makor in Yevamos Lamed Beis, in Bavli, Shteit in Gemara Azoy, Tana Rabbonin, Bo'alel, if Shimon, cohabited with Reuven's widow, because you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and they're married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And one of them dies, Reuven dies. And then the Yavam is Ba Al Eishes Achiv B'chaye Ishto. He's having Bia with his brother's, his late brother's wife in the lifetime of his own wife. And that, sweet friends, is a no-no. So the Gemara says, he's liable on account of her for violating the brother's wife prohibition, because he's not allowed to be with her else brother's wife, because it's his, she's an heir to him, it's his wife's sister, and therefore he's also over on wife's sister, he's over on both, he has no right mitzad brother's wife and he has no right mitzad wife's sister. He's only liable for violating the brother's wife prohibition. Gemara is going to say why. V'atanya, did we not learn in a braisa? Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Einoi chayav ela mishum achos isha bilvad. How are you telling me it's brother's wife, eshesach? It's achos isha. It's the prohibition of your wife's sister. That was the problem. Loikashya, no kasha. Kan, in the latter brisa, we're dealing with a case shenasa chai ve'acharkach nasa meis, where the living brother Shimon married his first wife, his wife first, and the brother who later died, Reuven, then married her sister, since Reuven's wife was forbidden to Shimon as a wife's sister before she became his brother's wife. Shimon is liable for the violation of wife's sister. Kan shenasa meis v'achagach nasa chai. Here in the former braisa, we're dealing with a case where the brother who later died married first, and the living brother then married her sister. So Reuven's wife was forbidden to Shimon as his brother's wife before she became his wife's sister. So Shimon is liable for the brother's wife violation. Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Shimon, zok the Gemara, heicha denasa meis v'acharkach nasa chai. In the case where the first brother who later died, Reuven, married his wife first, and the living brother Shimon then married her sister, kevin disar achos isha lo chayil. Since there's no iser of achos isha, why is there no iser of achos isha? It's not chal, because she already has another iser of eshesach. So since wife's sister isn't chal, so hey, tisya bem yabume, when Reuven dies, let his widow be taken in yibum by Shimon. Since wife's sister doesn't take effect when Reuven dies, and the brother's wife iser is lifted, his widow should be permitted to Shimon. Amar Rav Ashi, Isser Achos Isha Mitlatali V'Koi. The wife's sister prohibition is in suspension the entire time. It's sort of in limbo, it's hanging up there. Ipaka Isser Eishes Ach. If the brother's wife prohibition would be lifted, Asi Isser Achos Isha V'chayu, the wife's sister prohibition takes effect. V'hilkach lo paka, and therefore the brother's wife prohibition is not lifted.
Rashi says, this is mamish key. Di hava paka iser eishes ach, if the iser of eishes ach would fall away, hava chayil iser achos isha. The iser of achos isha would be chal. The hailo chayil mei kara mishum time of the iser eishes ach, dava koi kamei, because achos isha isn't chal. Because the reason, because Eishes Ach is beforehand, Hilkach Hoil v'Isser Achos Isha Muchan v'Oimed Lachu Lelea Ptura Min Ayibum Lo Paka Isser Eishes Ach V'Chayev Mishum Eishes Ach. Since the wife's sister Isser exists and is going to take effect the moment the brother's wife's Isser is lifted, so the widow is now ptura min ayibum. She doesn't have to do yibum because of achos isha, or because of achos ishta, because it's his wife's sister. The wife's sister Isser is waiting to be chal, and since the wife's sister Isser is waiting to be chal, there's going to be no chiyuv yibum on her. There can't be yibum, because if we remove brother's wife, we're going to get in trouble with wife's sister. So since she's not subject to Yibum, there's no Yibum, so the brother's wife Isser never goes away. So since the brother's wife Isser never goes away, Reb Shimon rules that if the Yabam cohabits with her, he's Chayav for violating the Isser of brother of wife. L'chora, says the Munkacher, Shver, Hasof kol sof, the Kaven de Mayru Bezeh ben Nasa Meis. Ve'achakachai, since we're talking about a case where the first brother who later died, Ruvain, married his wife first, and only then Shimon got married, and the Isser of Eishes Ach comes first, and the Isser of Achos Ishta can't be Chal, sister's wife's sister can't be Chal, because Ein Isser Chal Isser, there's already an Isser Alt brother's wife. Because he holds Einitzer Chol Al Isser Keperish Rashi Bezeh Ve'eich Yuchal Lochu Klal Isser Achos Isha Mitam Ditali Ve'oimet. How is it possible that the Isser of Achos Isha is going to be Chal because it's Tali Ve'oimet, because it's waiting in limbo, because it's in suspension? If the brother's wife prohibition is removed, but in the meantime, the Isser of Eishes Ach hasn't been removed. Al kopanim terem shepaka Isser Eishes Ach lo chayil. Before the Isser of Eishes Ach goes away, it's not chal. Ve'ech yuchal lachul ha'ein isur chal al isur. And how can it be chal? Ein iser chal al iser. Bahadra kushi leduchde. Kushi sa gemara to siabe. And therefore the gemara's kash is reinstated. Let them do yibum. Kevin, ein iser chal al iser. Since we hold ein iser chal al iser. Dein iser achos ishtoi. Bazeh. Chal al ishis achiv. Because the iser of achos ishto isn't chal al ishis achiv. Ve'eshes achiv mutter liyabma. And eshes achiv is permitted because now her husband died and they were childless. So now she's permitted. So let them get married. The iser was never chal. The iser of achos ishto was never chal. Never came into being. Elavadai, the Maman of Shach, says the Munkacher. However you spin it, Matoimar, the Lochol Isser Achos Isha, the Isser Eishes Ach, you want to tell me. Viser Eishesach, Eino Aser B'makom Yibum, V'Adirab Mitzvika V'Tesiabe. So, you're going to tell me that the Yisr of Achos Isha isn't Chal, and the Yisr of because of Ein Yisr Chal Al Yisr, and the Yisr of Eishesach is an Aser B'makom Yibum, V'Adirab is a Mitzvah, so let them do Yibum. Achbem is kevin di mitzvah. Wait a second, now that it's a mitzvah, it's not aser anymore. Imken paka iser eishes achiv bazeh. So now the iser of eishes achiv went away. It's a mitzvah. My brother's wife is a mitzvah. The kevin de paka ha iser eishes ach. B'makom yivun. Shuv yesh makom lachul ha iser achos isha. Oh. So eishes ach went away. So now we can go back to Achos Isha. V'shuv Asur Liyabma. And now you're not allowed to do Yibum. Because she's my wife's sister. Wait a second. I'm not allowed to do Yibum. Because she's my wife's sister. Then Shuv Lo Paka Isra Eishesach Shehutar. So now the Isser Eishesach that we were matir isn't mutter anymore. Why not? Because only mutter b'makom mitzvah, it's not makom mitzvah anymore. Because lo paka Isser Eishesach shehuta rak b'makom roi liyabma. Because Eishesach is only mutter if it's roi for yibum, but here it's not roi for yibum, so we got Eishesach back. Ach shuv koshe. But Nachamol et Shver came to Lopaka Isser Eishesach. Oh, if Eishesach isn't Pokea, then what? Shuv lo chayal Isser Achos Isha. So now Achos Isha, now that goes away. Oh, Achos Isha went away. Mutter liyabma, shuv mutter liyabma. So now you're allowed to do Yibum. Now it's a mitzvah to do Yibum. It's a mitzvah to do Yibum. Shuv paka isher eishesach. Says no more isher eishesach. Because it's a mitzvah. Ah, it's a mitzvah. So now you can't say an isher chol isher anymore. So now the isher achos ishto is back. It's really Aser. So it's Aser. Ah, so then there's no more, you can't say that there's a mitzvah anymore of marrying my brother's wife. So therefore, that goes back into force, the iser of eshesach. And ain iser cholal iser. So there's no problem of achos ishto anymore. There's no problem of achos ishto, and they could get married. Why? Because there's no iser. They can get married because it's a mitzvah. It's eshesach b'makom mitzvah. So there's no more iser. Then she's achos ishto again because there's no problem of iser. Ain iser chol iser because the first iser went away. So now the second iser comes back. And then when the second iser comes back, then we say, there's no mitzvah anymore. So then the first iser comes back. The first iser comes back, and iser chol iser, there's no second iser. Kitzer, it's a magal ksamim, what they call chozer chalila. Just goes round and round, galgal achozer. Discussed in a lot of sefer. Somebody wrote a whole sefer. Meli's name is Rafish. He wrote a whole sefer about it. And also Rav Karlbach talks about it in the Chavetz Hashar. And a lot of people talk about this quagmire of this cycle that an Isser leads to a Heter, and the Heter leads to the Isser, and the Isser leads to the Heter, and the Heter leads to the Isser. As Ma'osim, Hatshuvai, Pashut Me'od, Holchim L'Chumra. We go L'Chumra and we don't allow the Yibum, period. That's the way it goes. And therefore the same thing with the Heiliger Paraduma. If it's Pasul, it's Kasher, and if it's Kasher, it's Pasul. As we explained at the beginning from Tosis and Bav Metzia Daf Lamed. So what you do is you go to Chumra. So I hope to revisit this because it's a very interesting issue. And the letter is concluded. V'Hashem es Shlomo yane, k'drisha Shlom yididoi, doiver Shlom tuvoi be'ava, something like that. A lot of Rashi Tevis. And Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to learn. A lot of people have family that comes from Munkach. Met a lot of such people. So it's a taka schus to learn in Epis Atayre from the Heiligen Mount Munkach Rebbe. An oichet a zeir interessante sugie fin galgal achoizer mit the yisod from the baruch tam as megay shtendik lechimre in aza sold fal as kishe in the lushen from the heilige minchas aluzer kishe yere shaheter kurich beiser and in my ksavim which I'm been zeichet to be mefarsem. I have numerous instances of this that I wrote out in English, so the to make it amami that everybody could understand. Rav Ginachovsky talks about this a lot. Yeshabei laharich b'zeh. So I hope to, like I said, I hope to revisit this and shbizecha lilmodu lamed lishma v'las the kaimus klavei salmu torasa b'yahava main v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.